Pretty soon they'll be changing the name to Spider-Man Turn Off the Lawsuits. Bow! Spider-Man, the only show that warns you about strobe lights and falling actors. Boom! No audience members were harmed in the making of this musical. Yet. I sent Bono a congratulatory cable, but it snapped.
That is Neil Patrick Harris last night at the Tony Awards making fun of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. The show opens on Broadway tomorrow night. After months of headlines about setbacks, delays, onset injuries, and of course, pushing back opening night over and over, here to tell us about what is now the most expensive musical in the history of Broadway. Glenn Berger has been working on the project for 6 years and actually co-wrote the book with director Julie Taymor. And he also worked on the rewrites for the new version with our next guest, Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. And Roberto has been on the project since February. Good morning to both of you.
Hello.
First of all, sorry.
Good morning.
Sorry about that Neil Patrick Harris thing, but that's kind of what we've all heard about the Spider-Man so far. I wonder if that sort of affects your work on the project. I mean, how could you not be affected by what's in the headlines, Glenn?
Oh, it's after all this time, it's all just sort of a blur. You don't even notice that sort of thing anymore. You're sort of inoculated by it.
Really?
Yeah.
But Roberto, you had to choose to join the project in February, and that was after you'd heard a lot about all the problems with the musical. Were you kind of nervous or doubtful of the decision to help out on Spider-Man?
No, I was never really nervous or doubtful. But I will say I was definitely unprepared to work on something that is so under the cultural microscope. I kind of thought, oh, you know, the parade's moved on, and now it can just be about working on, you know, helping everyone make the show as good as it can be, which is what we've done. But I was not inoculated to the jokes, the attention. It's quite surreal, actually.
You have to embrace the crazy.
Which
I have learned to do that, Glenn. I have learned to do that.
All right. Glenn Berger and Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, both the co-writers on the new rewrites on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. And Roberto, I understand you were also a comic book writer for Marvel Comics for a long time and a screenwriter on Big Love. So you're used to the comic book format.
Yeah. I've written for Marvel since I finished grad school in about 2003, and then I had about 2 or 3 years when I was working on writing. You know, Spider-Man has various comic books, and the comic book that I wrote was Sensational Spider-Man. So I did have some knowledge of Spider-Man, but you know, the truth is, I say this to Glenn all the time. You know, Glenn has immersed himself in this stuff, and everyone who's worked on the musical, as far as I can tell, has completely immersed themselves in the arcana of comic book lore, so that, you know, I'd say something and someone else would say, actually, I think that was issue, you know, 134 where Peter Parker did that, and I'd say, I believe you're right. So,
so you're surrounded by comic book geeks now. It must make you feel right at home.
Absolutely. Makes me feel right at home. Absolutely.
That's Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. He is now a co-writer on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, which opens on Broadway tomorrow night. And Glenn Berger actually wrote the original book with Julie Taymor, now the rewrites with Roberto as well of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. And I got to ask you, Glenn, there must have been moments, though, at times where you just felt like this is not worth it. This is too much of a headache. It's been delayed. This is taking up. It took up more of your life than you thought it would.
Yes, it did. But you know, every opportunity like this is an opportunity to grow spiritually. I went to some spiritual places. You do see this as it became so surreal that you think, oh well, this isn't normal reality. This is a chance to really learn something about the universe and the world and humans.
Oh, well, so tell me what you learned about universe and in the world and humans and how that plays out in the book. I mean, we have no idea what you two are the only ones, you know, here that know what the show is like. What are we going to see when it opens tomorrow?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. A certain theme began to emerge in this new version of evolution. You know, even the Green Goblin says, you know, mutate or die. And there was this sense that kind of seeped into the writing of it where, you know, this show did have to evolve in order to continue to have a life. But, you know, I mean, in general, the show does become it is one where it just breathes more. I mean, wouldn't you say, Roberto?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. To me, I feel like, I feel, Glenn, you know, me maybe to a lesser extent than you, I feel like this show tests you on every level, creatively, just endurance. There was so much that had to be done. Well, Glenn, so much you've had to do over the years, but then even in the period of rewriting and putting in all the changes, it was a huge amount of work in a very, very finite amount of time. So it was sort of like, you know, people say it was like running a marathon. This is the closest I can think of to working 24/7 on a project that I've ever been involved. So I do feel like, you know, I learned a lot about the universe as well, but also like a lot about, you know, myself and collaborating and just how you kind of have to roll up your sleeves and just throw yourself into it and do the damn thing.
Yeah. I guess writing Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, one pathway to enlightenment. We're speaking with Glenn Berger.
I encourage everybody to try it.
And Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, both now co-writers on the musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. It opens on Broadway tomorrow night. At this point, the most expensive musical in Broadway history. Roberto, let me ask you, what do you think? I mean, people are going to this musical expecting something. They may be expecting, you know, injuries at this point because the headlines have been so bad. But what do you think people are going to walk away with?
You know, I judge from the audience response that we've been having since we started previews again for the new version. The response has been incredible. I mean, instant and enthusiastic standing ovations and not, you know, not in like those fake standing ovation ways that sometimes happens when you see a show on Broadway. Kids love it. Grown-ups are loving it. It really is one of these rare properties that everyone knows and appeals to everyone. So I'm not sure what they're expecting. I think they're expecting a good time. I think they're expecting some great stunts. You know, they may or may not be expecting some humor. There's a lot of humor in the show now. They may or may not be expecting, a teen romance between Peter Parker and his girlfriend, Mary Jane. They're definitely getting that.
All right, no spoilers. Yeah. That's Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. And Glenn Berger also joined us. They both co-wrote the new version of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. It premieres tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
And if you see the show, definitely give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your review at thetakeaway.org. We've also been asking you, the Pentagon Papers in full will be released today. We want you to tell us what the 11 missing words are. Toshi writes, if only George Carlin was still alive, I'm sure he'd have those 11 words nailed. Tell us what they are at facebook.com/thetakeaway. John Hockenberry returns tomorrow. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.